Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. A late winter storm has parts of South Dakota getting significant snowfall amounts. Along with the snow, the wind is going to be an issue. Once it's all done, flooding may come back into play. Experts from the National Weather Service join us now to get us up to speed. From Rapid City, we have with us meteorologist Scott Rudge. Scott, welcome. Thanks for being here.
You bet.
From Aberdeen, meteorologist Steve Flegel is with us. Steve, thank you as well.
Hey, you're welcome.
And from Sioux Falls, meteorologist in charge, Todd Heitkamp. Todd, welcome back.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Let's start West River in the Black Hills area with Scott Rudge from the Rapid City National Weather Service. Scott, tell us what's developing, please.
Well, so far out here in western South Dakota, with the first phase of this system, we've had up to about 3 inches of snow from basically Rapid City on south. About 4 to 10 from Rapid City North, and that includes the Black Hills. And we have had a better band of snow, about 12 to 18 inches, across parts of Butte County, Northern Meade, Southern Perkins, and Zeebach counties.
Mm. What kind of snow is it, Scott? What are you seeing?
Fairly decent wet snow, not blowing around too much yet. Winds haven't picked up real bad yet.
All right, so you said phase one. How many phases are we looking at? What comes next?
Currently, we've had some dry air move in aloft across the southern portions of western South Dakota. So we're actually seeing some freezing rain, light freezing rain, some freezing drizzle. Had a few reports of quarter inch to even half inch of icing. But, yeah, second phase later today, we're looking at the low pressure system strengthening just to our south. Our north winds will start to pick up, snow will start to pick up again with that, and it'll just keep increasing this afternoon across the area. This will lead to basically near zero visibilities across western South Dakota, and expecting that to persist clear through at least Thursday morning. So looking at snowfall totals, 1 to 2 feet is likely, basically from Rapid City east.
Mm. When do you expect it to taper off?
Not looking for this to taper off until sometime Thursday morning. We'll still have some wind. Still have a little bit of snow out here in western South Dakota Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening. All in all, tapering off probably not till Thursday evening.
So, Scott, what is the travel outlook then? What sort of advisories are we looking at?
Not good. We've got, you've seen on the maps, the blizzard warnings in effect. So, basically, from now through Thursday, travel's not going to be good.
Right. In Aberdeen, we have meteorologist Steve Flegel. Steve, tell us what's developing in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, we had a really good burst of snow that's moved through kind of the central part, generally that south of Highway 12 and north of Highway 14 across the central part of South Dakota. And that's produced anywhere from, 3 to 4 inches on the southern and the northern edges to right around that 212 corridor, anywhere from 6 to 10 or even 11 inches here through the morning hours.
And give us an idea of the time and duration. What are we looking at moving forward?
Yeah, that band of heavy snow is kind of pushing off to the east now. So, like Scott mentioned, we're starting to see a little bit of a lull over the central part of South Dakota with a little bit of some mixed precipitation filling in along the I-90 corridor. But, as Scott mentioned, as we go through the day today, we'll see, conditions kind of deteriorating as that snow starts to develop again. The combination of the snow and then the intensifying winds as you go into the tonight and especially into Thursday time frame for central and northeastern part of South Dakota, it's going to make conditions really poor. We expect blizzard conditions to develop tonight and continue through the day on Thursday and continuing into the Thursday night time frame before things start to wind down later on Thursday night into Friday.
All right, talk a little bit more about those winds. Wind chill is not necessarily a problem, but wind gusts would be. Tell me more about how the wind, the impact of that in this particular storm.
Correct, yeah. With the temperatures, being in that late April, our temperatures aren't going to be overall too cold, so the wind chills won't be too much of a concern at all. It's those strong winds. We expect wind gusts to increase into the 40 to 50 mile per hour range late tonight and continuing through much of the day tomorrow. And so, you know, those strong winds combined with that heavy snow that'll be falling will reduce visibilities to, you know, pretty much zero for a lot of the area going through the day tomorrow.
Now, Steve, have you had the thunder snow in your region this morning? Was that something that people were reporting?
Yeah, we had that thunder snow. You know, it gets us excited and gets a lot of people excited. It's kind of stretched from the Pier area through Spink County, Hand County, and then all the way up into the Watertown area this morning where, you know, we kind of had some of that. And that's one of the interesting things with these springtime or even the fall time storms is we get a little more of that, you know, kind of convective element to it where kind of like we see in the summertime where we start to see that that, you know, lightning, and that leads to those stronger and heavier snowfall rates.
When you have thunderstorm, is it anything more than interesting? Is it a significant weather event? Are there risks to it that when you have that sort of combination where people should perk their ears up, or is it just one of those novelties where everybody goes on social media and says, thundersnow?
Yeah, it's definitely important. No matter any time of the year, when you have any of that lightning, you have the potential to get struck. So if you are outside and you hear, you know, you hear lightning, even though it's snowing, and it's different than, you know, what we normally see in the summertime. We want to make sure you get indoors because it doesn't matter the time of the year. It still, you know, has the potential or could strike the ground and strike you. So you want to make sure you seek shelter. And then the other thing is when you hear that thunder, that's usually when we start to see those really intense snowfall rates. You know, a stronger part of that storm system that's moving through. So usually we'll see 1 or 2 inch an hour snowfall rates, which is what we saw for several areas around and kind of the southwest between Pier and Aberdeen this morning.
Let's head to Sioux Falls before a meteorologist in charge, Todd Heidkamp with the National Weather Service. Todd, give us an idea of what's developing in your part of South Dakota.
Well, first off, I want to say those two guys have it easy up there in Aberdeen and Rapid City. They're dealing with all the snow, and I'm saying that obviously tongue-in-cheek, but
right.
That's the challenge that we have.
Just 2 feet.
In the southeastern part of the state is we're dealing with a lot of uncertainty and mixed precipitation. Right now here in the Sioux Falls area, we're dealing with some freezing drizzle, some freezing rain, and then also other parts of our area as Steve was alluding to the northeast of us and also to the north, we're dealing with some significant snow. So the challenge for us really is trying to forecast where this low-pressure system is going to come out, and the way it looks like it's going to be tracking across the area later today and tonight into tomorrow is a little bit further to the north than what was previously forecast. And so that's going to take the most significant precipitation as far as the snow is concerned a little bit further to the north and west of Sioux Falls, where our snow amounts here in the metro area is going to be a little bit less than what we were forecasting, let's say, yesterday at this point in time.
All right, so we're talking Del Rapids area, beyond?
Well, here's the challenge that we have, and as I mentioned, that it's challenging, is the fact that when we're dealing with Minnehaha County, southeast Sioux Falls sits on the southeast side or the southern portion of Minnehaha County. We could be dealing with, let's say, 2 inches, 3 inches of snow on the extreme southeast side of Sioux Falls in southeast Minnehaha County. When you go to the northwestern part of Minnehaha County, we could be dealing with 8 to 10. So you can see how short of a distance that is, and trying to forecast where that heavy snow will begin, let's say 48 hours out in advance, is very challenging, if not impossible in many locations. But that's what we're going to see across the metro area, across southeast South Dakota with this storm over the next 24 to 36 hours.
All right, Todd, so talk about the travel outlook then, because it could vary in a very short period of time, too. So what's the travel outlook?
Well, the travel outlook, as Scott was mentioning, is not good at all. If you're planning on any type of travel across the state of South Dakota beginning today and over the next 36 hours, it's not recommended because, as I mentioned, the heavy snow is not going to be that far away from Sioux Falls to the west and north of us. So you're going to run into, let's say, 10, 12, 14, and even in some areas we're going to probably be measuring snow in feet instead of inches. So travel is not recommended. The South Dakota Department of Transportation is already stating that at this point in time. And if you're thinking it's going to be better off to the east on I-90, it's not. So if you're planning on any type of travel to the north, to the west or north or east of Sioux Falls, I would say postpone it and wait for a much better day, which we're looking at probably later on Friday and definitely this weekend.
So, Todd, for people who are traveling within the Sioux Falls metro area, one of the big concerns is always that ice, and how much icing are we seeing in town?
Well, we're not seeing too much of it as far as ice accumulating on the road surfaces right now. We're seeing it on light posts, trees, and things like that. So obviously people need to be aware of that when driving around the area. They need to drive appropriately, drive according to the conditions, making sure that you slow down and allow a little extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead of you. Also allow a little extra time for you to reach your destination. But the main thing is what we've been saying all along is that if you don't have to travel, don't. Stay off the roads at this point in time. But, you know, obviously people need to go to work and everything else. And so, again, the main thing is to plan appropriately and drive according to the conditions throughout the day today because, again, we're expecting these conditions just to continue to deteriorate or worsen throughout the day and into the evening and overnight hours of tonight.
Scott Rudge in National Weather Service for Rapid City. We look at the month of April in South Dakota, and what does this weather event look like from you know, a sort of spring storm history? How significant is it to what we've seen in the past?
Well, typically out here in western South Dakota, our snowiest months are March and April, and so this is not too uncommon for us, really, for this time of the year. And once we get into mid-May or so, then it becomes a lot less common. But for what we're dealing with right now, yeah, it happens.
Right. And what's on the other side of this system, Scott, for you?
I think we remain fairly cool for the next several days through the weekend into early next week. I don't see a real great warm-up happening anytime soon. And that actually is a good thing because with all the recent flooding, we don't want this snow to melt too quickly.
Steve Fliegel from the Aberdeen National Weather Service. From a historic standpoint, is this just another April in South Dakota, or do you see something significant here?
Yeah, it is definitely, you know, something we see in south or in northeastern part of South Dakota in April. But you know, I did take a look back at some of our bigger events, and seeing 12 inches or more just doesn't happen too often when you look at like a 2-day snowfall event or a 3-day snowfall event. So it's only happened, you know, for most of the bigger cities around our area, you know, just a handful of times, anywhere from, you know, a couple, one or two, up to four or five times. So, you know, when you look at some of the snowfall forecasts that we have, where some locations are likely going to see, you know, a foot and a half or potentially more, that's a pretty significant event for our area.
And what's on the other side of the system for you?
Yeah, just like Scott mentioned, yeah, that's the one nice thing for us is that it too looks like we're going to see, you know, kind of below normal temperatures. Temperatures will generally be in that, you know, 30-degree range going into the weekend. We do need to start watching things as we head into next week. It looks like we'll see a gradual warming trend, trying to get back towards more normal values, which are kind of that lower 50s for this time of the year. So as we do see that warming trend, we'll start to see the snow melt and potentially lead to some more both overland and river flooding like we saw here over the last couple of weeks. So right now it's looking like it'll be more in that Tuesday, Wednesday, and beyond time frame for the flooding issues for our area.
And Todd Heidkamp in Sioux Falls, when there's an April storm and there might be ice involved, people tend to get a little nervous because they remember an April ice storm that was pretty significant. Where does this system sort of fit into how we normally see April in this part of the state?
Well, you're exactly right. It wasn't that long ago that we did experience a major ice storm. Yesterday was the anniversary of that that particular ice storm that paralyzed much of the tri-state area. But also, we only have to think about a year ago that on April 13th, we also had a major blizzard that impacted the tri-state area. So again, this isn't something unheard of. I would almost call this one, though, historical in some areas, as Steve was alluding to as well. When we're talking about measuring snowfall and feet in some locations, you don't see that too often over a 24, 36-hour time frame. So obviously, this is a storm that a lot of people are going to remember for a number of years.
And for this region, Todd, what's on the other side of this system?
Well, for me, a vacation. I think it's one of those things that obviously we're looking at spring to arrive here sometime soon. A lot of people have been waiting for this winter to end, and I think what we're going to see around here is, as both of the gentlemen, Steve and Scott, mentioned, that gradual warm-up, and I know that a lot of people around this area have been concerned with the potential for increased flooding due to the snowfall and the rain that we're receiving from this storm. Obviously, this is just rubbing salt into an open wound, but the good thing is we're not expecting the additional precipitation that we see with this storm to really bring river levels back up to what we saw a week ago or even a week and a half ago. I think it's going to prolong the high water, and it may cause it to rise a little bit, but overall not as bad as what we've seen. So again, our concern shifts from winter storm to more flooding concerns, as Steve was talking about up in Aberdeen.
All right, Todd, before I let everyone go, any questions that we should make sure we get to, anything I forgot to ask or other points that you wanted to point out from either Scott or Steve or yourself?
Well, you know, I don't think so. I think for the most part, you know, this has been a well-advertised storm that people knew that it was coming along. And I think the main thing is that people need to just kind of tap the brakes a little bit. I know a lot of people have been saying, hey, you blew this forecast. Folks, it hasn't really begun yet in some areas. So, again, you know, out west, obviously it has, and up in Steve's area, up in Aberdeen, it has in some areas. But there's going to be a little bit of a lull, as what we talked about earlier today. So, again, don't jump to conclusions yet. Plan appropriately. Make sure that you have a safety plan in place that if people do have to travel due to medical reasons or anything like that, that you know where they're going. Making sure that you have food available to you in case the power does go out, and also making sure people have prescriptions filled. I know a lot of times that will catch people off guard, especially those out in the open rural areas. So those are a few steps that we can take, but the main thing is to use common sense, and we'll see, we'll live another day. There's no doubt about that.